I'm Mike Eppel. It's been a long time coming, about 6 years to be precise, but the export sector is once again starting to take the lead in the Canadian economy. The recovery of the U.S. and rising demand, combined with the multi-year low for the Canadian dollar, are the main catalysts. The Export Development Bank of Canada says real merchandise exports are already up this year by about 12%. Peter Hall is the chief economist at the EDC.
What is happening really here with the export sector is, as far as we can see, it's rescuing the rest of the economy. We do not have a domestic economy that is fundamentally strong. Our consumers are over-indebted at the moment. Our housing markets, as far as we're concerned, are overbuilt. And so with those two sectors really not doing particularly well in the medium term, thank goodness we have an export sector that's firing up.
And the Ontario economy, which has seen its struggles with manufacturing output, is starting to recover on export demand.
Ontario is not the biggest growing province, but the solid growth that we're actually seeing here is coming as a bit of a surprise, because many expected that the dead weight on the export sector for Ontario was going to be the autos side of things, and that's just not the case. There is new investment that's coming in, and there's been a very surprising pickup in growth this year.
Peter Hall believes the Bank of Canada will likely leave interest rates alone for the time being, keeping the dollar at an attractive level for foreign buyers.
If you have a sector, a key sector that is weakening at the same time that a sector is firing up, well, you're not going to use up your capacity nearly as quickly. So we believe that fall is a more likely time when the bank will gingerly start to increase those rates. Meanwhile, you know, America, we just figure they're going to start hiking rates in the spring, and they're going to be much more aggressive with their increases.
Peter Hall, chief economist at the Export Development Bank of Canada.